the highest aim that we can achieve in the man body is to know God. So to know God, there are some essentials. First, we must not know ourselves first. We are conscious entities, the drop of the ocean of all consciousness, of the same essence as that of God. So man body is the highest, golden opportunity that we have got, in which alone we can find Him. So find Him, there are some further things required. Someone in whom God is manifest, who is Word made flesh, who has seen Him. Lord Krishna says, if you want to see God, you must go to somebody who has seen God. Who has not seen God, how can he make you see God? First you require that. And further thing is, what is such world made flesh man, and what should be our relation with him? So God man, God resides in every heart in which he is manifest and been commissioned by God to bring back the child humanity who are bewildered in the world. So what a God man will do? First, he give a demonstration how to know ourselves. Not merely at the level of feelings or trying inferences, but really raising you up from the man body up to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes, and there open your inner eye to see the light of God. This is the first function. Though we have not seen God, how can we make you see God? That's the first thing. And further, what should be our relation to such a person? That's very important. You know, in all religions, in all so-called social bodies, the purpose is to know God. Naturally, all religions say that we have joined there only to know God. So God is the beloved of all. So thousands are the lovers of God in all religions, in the east or the west. But beloved is the same. Call him by any name you like, God, Allah, Vaheguru, or any other names. So that God, there are two aspects of God. One is God absolute. The other is God into expression. Absolute God nobody has seen any time in life. When he wanted to be man, there was vibration, that power came into expression, that is called word, naam, or shabd. That has two aspects, light and sound. So, we can see God in the form of light and sound. God is manifested all through the universe. Only the question remains with what eyes we can also see God, which the masters have seen. And they say those eyes are different, they are not the eyes of the flesh or bones in which he can be seen, but there is some other eye which is latent, which is called third eye, single eye. When that is opened, the master opens that eye to enable you to see God. So there are two kinds of teaching given by the Master. One is by the word of mouth and one by receptivity. By the word of mouth you can have about one third of the teachings. By two third, many two third will have by receptivity. So to have success in this way, full success in this way, to have devotion for the Master. So devotion means when two become one. God, man is the mouth of God, and one man becomes Guru man, then naturally becomes God man. So there are so many religions. In every religion, they are all meant to enable us to see God. So God is the same. They are not different for Hindus or Mohammedans or different nations. It is not the monopoly of any sect of any country. The sun rises, that gives light to all the world over. Similarly, such like persons in whom God is manifest, they come for all the world over. So, He whom we desire is the beloved of the whole world, and the one God of all men, of not specifically for any religion, one or the other. So God is one for man, for all creation and all his devotees. As the desire, those who have the desire to meet God, He is the same. So target is one, archers may be many. So, whichever archer shoots at the target, he deserves the full benefit on the man body. So this is the first thing, development is required. I mean, devotion is required. And those who are really after God, they are all really brothers and sisters of God. Truly speaking, we are all drops on the ocean of all consciousness. We are brothers and sisters in God. But those who are all after the same object, then they are truly related to each other. So within each master soul, there has been one thing that we notice. And what is that? That he has got devotion for his Guru. And without the devotion, none can have realization, full realization. For instance, Christ said what? I am the vine, you are the branches, he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Very clear words. If branches are embedded in the tree, they will bear forth fruit. If they are cut off, then they can bear no fruit. So for that reason, all this is the thing most important. And we are wanting many cases like that. We may be abiding by the... First of all, we do not keep His commandments. Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. To keep commandments is first thing, but to have devotion is still higher. So for that reason, Christ said, I am the vine, you are the branches. So long as you remain abandoned in me, you bear forth much fruit. Then he very clearly said, you cannot do without me. So devotee cannot do without the Guru. It means that as long as one is not truly joined to one's Guru, one cannot be a true devotee, and furthermore cannot really become a true devotee of the Lord. So this is what Master said, you see. Prophet Muhammad says, God is so great that all these universes I have made, they are all high or low, they are not sufficient to maintain me. But strange enough, I reside in the heart in which I am manifest. So we there, the Guru precedes God, for we have not yet seen God, and we must become as subtle, as fine as He is to be able to do so. Up to that level, God is subtlest of the subtlest. And we should also come up to that level if you want to see Him. But until then, each man views life from his own level. So, as I said, those who have not seen God, how can you? First step is stepping stone in Guru, Master. To take the example, there is nothing. There is something, but it is not up to the level of our eyes. Either our eyes should be so fine, so subtle as the air is, or whatever is in the air, so much magnified so that it can come to the level of our eyes, only then we'll see. Take the example of a microscope. That, you see, that magnifies anything about 700 times more. If you see through it, you'll find microbes filled in the air, which are now even there, but as our eyes are not at that level, we cannot see it. So if man is not high as God, then what is his first step? So there comes the question, Guru precedes God, for God manifests in the Guru. And from man's level, teacher of man should be a man. So God manifests in some human form just to teach other men on the man body. If God begins to speak from high heavens, who would care? We want somebody who has lived like us in the world, passed through the world ups and downs, and can also live unaffected and also lead us to be contacted with God. So for that reason, so Guru precedes God, see? Therefore comes before God. He is God-man, God plus man. If a disciple truly becomes Guru-man, he also becomes God-man. Just see, there's a cave of mind, the mind. A child is born in the mind, it is all darkness. He has never seen light of the sun. Someone says, look here, there's the sun rising outside, and he is in the mind, his darkest cave of the mind. He says, I don't know, then what does he do? He just have a mirror with the rays of the sun reflected into the cave. Then he sees some light. It is something like that. A hen was sitting on the eggs when they were just ready to hatch. She said to the children, look your children, there's sun rising outside, there are fields outside. And the child said, mother, it might be so, but it is all darkness. What does she hen does it? She pricks the hen. And the child within pricks the hen, and the hen egg is broken. We saw, is there a clear light? This is something like that, Master does. Before we go to Him, we say it is all dark, there is no God, who says there is God? We close our eyes, it is all darkness. But He gives, when He gives us a demonstration, a sitting, He withdraws our attention from outside, raises up to the level of the eyes, He begins to see light. So God is there. Such persons have born evident there is God, and we have seen, and you can also see. On whom? Who can see? On whom the grace of God descends? And how? God brings him in contact with someone in which he is manifest. Call him by any name you like. Unless one sees, how can we meditate upon it? Without seeing, how can you meditate on God? So God means open your inner eye to give some experience to start with, some capital to start. Here is this light. Then more, higher as it rises, the light grows more and more. So for that reason, we can only see that light if we can up to that level. So how can person put all his attention on that which he has not seen? So firstly, devotion to the Guru is very necessary. As I told you, one third by word of mouth and two third by devotion, receptive. So Guru is not the body mind that. He is word made flesh, he is word. Word is the Guru, manifested man body. So we respect the man body, which word is made flesh. So, as he is eternal note, Guru is that power which is manifested upon the human pole, and as such, he is never born nor dies. Now how can you? It is only that it takes the form of man body to teach you from the level of man. So, even though all masters took of the body and then left it, and we must also do the same, we have to leave the body someday. That power which works through the human form never dies. So, God speaks through the body. Without the body, what can Brahma do? He must have some vehicle through which he can speak to man who are in the vehicle. So this is the reason of why God in man is required, God plus man is required. So, but the power through which he is manifesting is also, we respect him because the manifesting, God is manifesting in there. So devotion must necessarily start with the body, we see him. You'll find eyes are the windows of the soul. And soul, whatever condition it is if intoxicated, that radiation by radiation intoxication. If the soul is just all love, the natural love radiates through the eyes. And further, we see the glimpse of what is manifesting in his eyes. Those intoxicated with God, naturally you radiate, you have the radiation of God intoxication there. That is why our Master used to say when we did bow down to him, he said, what is underneath? Look at me, I am up through my eyes. So eyes are the windows of soul. In whatever color it is dyed, you will have the same radiation. So this raises us to a higher level and no importance. So the importance of the Guru. Bhakti or devotion to the Guru has been stressed by all masters. Christ said the same thing. Saint Paul echoed the same when he said, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. How to be one in the physical body? So Hafiz explained that his heart was so full of the beloved that the thought of his being there was gone. He became one with the beloved. When the two eyes become four, two eyes face to face, so soul speaks through the eyes by radiation. So Hafiz says, I was so filled in by my beloved that I forgot who I am. I am Hafiz or somebody else. He also says, oh God, oh my Guru, I may become the body and you become my life. So much so the people may not say later on that I was else and you are other than I. So when two becomes one, when love is such a sword, other outer sword when you strike against a thing that, I mean, makes into two parts. And love is such a sword when it strikes through to two souls, through the eyes, they become one. All duality is gone. So for that reason he says, you, I and you may become one. I may become the body, you may become my soul, so that people may not say that I was someone, they also say you were somebody else. Kabir says, outward looking, I and God are two, but it is only with whom I have not met a guru. Then you say, he is the same. That is why sometimes you will find their very form changes into the guru with the mouthpiece of the guru. So all masters say, in various phraseology of course, Hafiz again says sometimes, that I have been grafted into my friend. When you graft two branches of different trees, what happens? The fruit, which appears to be the same of the branch, but the color and fragrance of that is mother tree. They appear to be two, but the fragrance and the very work is the same. One is grafted to the Guru, there is no fear of anything, because Guru is not the body. Guru is word made flesh. Once it so happened, Ramakrishna was sitting, there was one plate full of honey, and Vivekananda was there. He asked Vivekananda, you are a bee, and this is a sea of immortality. Where from you eat it? He says, sir, I will eat it only from this corner. Then why? So that my wings may not be smeared with the honey and may be caught. He said, well, Vivekananda, it is a sea of immortality, plunge headlong into it. He said, no death. When God, man, world made flesh is eternal, no fear, death for him. How can you fear when you have become one with him? This is the whole mystery of success. This is very most important. All gurus have the same thing. And for future also, who will become the guru, they will have the full right. The whole thing is reflected out there. So you will find, for them such a man, there is no birth, no death, no more coming and going, no illusion, no negative power. For whom goes down into the very nectar of life. One is plunging into the immortality. How can I have any fear of that? Just to explain this very thing, painters of one country went to the other country, presented themselves to the king of that country and told him, we know very high class painting, you kindly give us a chance to show you our painting. He allotted them all, that was a big hall, and one side was, wall was given orders, you go on painting on this wall. Those painters of his own country also came up, sir, we also know painting, you kindly also give a chance to show our merit. All right, they put a curtain in the middle of the hall, and order you act on the other hall. So in a month or so that was ready. Those painters who came from the other country, they went to the king, our painting is ready, would you kindly have a visit to that? He has been visiting those painting of the other country, men of the other country, he was seeing they are doing something. But the men of his own country were doing nothing on the other wall. He went there, saw it was wonderful painting done by those men. And then the painters of his own country, sir, will you kindly examine our painting too? He said, well, you have done nothing, how you say? Sorry, the curtain was taken out. To great amazement of the king was, the very paintings which were on the other wall were reflected there. Whatever paintings were done in the end, there still somewhere some little blemishes, but in that even that was not. He wonderstruck, what have you done? Sir, we have done nothing. See? Then we have been rubbing the wall so that it may reflect. So this is something condition of the Sikh, disciple and the guru. The criterion of that is if you put the same question to the guru and to the disciple living miles away, they would utter the same words in reply. They are two in one and one in two. So such a devotion is required to have success in spirituality. Benefit, many men are befitted, you see. They are safe from coming and going, then made to work later on, but such persons who have to guide other child humanity, there is such like a fate. If you want to have derive full benefit from their company, we must develop receptivity. Kabir says, master may be living on one side of the seven oceans and the disciple on the other side, direct your attention to that. Now on television we see, radio so we see, who is speaking, what he is speaking, with thousands of miles. Similarly, when two hearts become receptive, just wireless, you tick here, the same tick is there. So it is also the law of nature, which it is no miracle, but it is the law of nature, which you have forgotten. So this is the simplest way of realizing God, quicker way. If you have that, then it's all right. We want become as any saint would require, any king would require a son to become a king, not a minister. Every saint to whom you go, what he wants? He wishes you all become saints. Every father wants his son to be more shining than himself, is it not? So I have just submitted, keeping commandments is the first thing. And developing devotion is splendid. You will become one with it. Nothing to make effort. The same thing will be reflected in you. And this is state of those who rub their mind so clearly that nothing remains foreign in it except God or the Godman. So, such a master, what do? They give us, you see, so many things. If you come face to face to him, eyes become two eyes, and two eyes meet. The radiation works through the eyes. And that gives you little, what? Stillness. By seeing which, your mind stills for a while, that's the first sign of a saint. Not that your body is sitting and you are just wandering outside, not like that. Just sit face to face and soul will work through the eyes, radiation. What it does, this is the first thing in the company of the saints. By seeing which, by sitting in the company of which, you have little mind at rest. Why? Because the saint or the master, he's got stillness within him, you see. By radiation his heart is at rest. In intoxication of others also, he controls the souls of anybody. When souls are little attracted, then mind works only from the soul. So ultimate results come and mind does not run away for a while, for the while you are sitting full attention there. So if those who come at the feet of such a master, the result is we become air-conditioned. How? We draw, all these feelings come out of things when we are in the controlled by the opening faculty. And the master gives you a rise, demonstration to rise above outgoing faculty. And from there only, it is we who give strength to the outgoing faculties and outward things. When you are staying, master gives it. Sitting like that, you are given a contact with the God and His special power within you, intoxicated. Your soul is intoxicated with that. Naturally, you also, when have stayed there, when you are concentrated there, you work in the world, but outer things do not pinch you. Then you further think what it is. And what comes? To cut off entanglements, world is very difficult, impossible. So, when you learn this, this way, then naturally you'll use your outgoing faculty whenever you want it. We are controlled by the outgoing faculties, like anything, but he is not controlled, but he is at liberty to use any outgoing faculties he likes. He might be with his eyes open, might not be seen, because withdrawn within himself. So such like things, this radiation from the eyes, what does it? It just, we are drowned in this man body. It is a prison house, controlled by outgoing faculty, filth comes from all outside. And the master gives little way up, and the soul rises above these outgoing faculties. And when you get that hardness, these lower attachments are cut off. Guru Amar Das, after 70 long years, when he came to the feet of the, Guru Angad Sahib, he had that thing, he said, "Well, dear friend, I was also like you someday, but now I have arisen through the grace of God, working through my Guru." I was, does it show? There is hope for everybody. Here, this is. Now this watch is controlled by my two fingers. And in the fingers who is working? I. Though apparently that God-man withdraws you from the man body above, give you contact within the God himself, but it is not the man body, but the God working behind the man body of the master. So such is the case. So what will he give you then? When you come in contact with him, when God in him is eternal, why you fear you will die? When you know that spirit resides in man, spirit is eternal, why you fear you will die? What is the remedy for him to take you out of the body? His attention. And higher contact with God into his patient power. And what you will hear then? You will see God into his patient in two ways. One, light, you will see the light of God, and you will begin to hear the music of the spheres, Akhand Kirtan, Nada, Kalam-e-Kareem. And that is so intoxicating, outer music is intoxicating, you see, but it can lead us only up to the end of the matter, and that music of the spheres which starts when you rise above physical body, that takes you direct to the source of where it emanates. That is God into expression power. So when you meet such a master, before that you are not, do not see. And when they give you a sitting, you begin to see. Before that, you do not hear. When they give you a sitting, you begin to hear the music of the spheres. When that is developed, you hear all around without closing your ears. So this is what you have at the feet of the masters. So master tell us what to do, how they got it, you see. Oh, we should pray. Guru Ram Das gives a thing. One instant, how to pray. Can O God meet us such a master? By coming in contact, we may become cold. There's a stone called, when it is touched with any metal, that it turns into gold. He said, make us that stone. So, what happened in his own case? He says, I was not the metal, but I was the rust of the metal. When he came in contact with me, I was not turned into gold, but I was turned into that very stone which turns all metals into gold. two become one. And who is that working that through God in him? Is the mouthpiece of God. So when man wants nothing else except God, divisionally what when you go to your master, what you say, "Oh master, give us heaven, give us dispositions of this world or the other world." But the one who wants God and God alone, he needs nothing else. Even he does not want redemption, no salvation. He simply wants a beatific vision of God, nothing more. It so happened once, Lord Krishna went away from amongst the gopis he used to live. When he went away, naturally those gopis were just felt very much separation and pining. And Lord Krishna sent his servant Udo, his devotee, "Go and tell them why they cry so much. God is within them already." He went over there. He gave it very good lecture, of course. He said, "Word Krishna means, it comes from the root Kiri. Kiri means who is the nearest to your soul. That is God. God is with you, why you cry all these things?" And the gopi said, "Well, you know what you say is all right, but what is the remedy for our eyes who point to see the vision of Lord Krishna?" So such like devotees of the gurus, they do come. They meet them, they become one with the guru. But in the world, you see, the all outgoing faculties are open from which impressions are received from outside. How can you save yourself from those? To remain in a say, building or a room which is full of blackness and all, which is the smoke, smoky, then you're gradually smoked, because smoke is the same odor and the same blackness. So, what becomes, you see? The master raises you up through which these outward impressions come to work as a sheet and corrugator. You are in the world, yet not of the world, because you are risen above body consciousness. When you want, whenever you want, you work through the outgoing faculties, otherwise they cannot affect you. So the only thing is, you see, when you come in contact with God into flesh and power within you, what happens? You become the conscious co-worker of the divine plan. As a rule, as you sow, so shall you reap, because the doership is there, ego is there. So long as ego is there, the doership is there, whatever you sow, the same you will reap. When you become conscious co-worker of the divine plan, you see he is doing, not I, then who will reap what you have sown? So he is led off all that. No reactions of the past karma can affect you. It is said of Dhritarashtra, he was blind from birth. He was a yogi. People asked him, you are blind from the very birth. In what birth past you committed such a sin that you, the result of it you are now blind from the very birth? And he said, I know about at least 100 births back that I have done nothing like that. The result of could be I should be blind. Then Lord Krishna gave him his own power. In 106th birth back, he had done something, the result was like that. So man body is such a golden opportunity which is given to us to absorb all past sins and go back home. Take the case of the heaps of firewood, you put a little fire to it, all heaps of firewood are, you see, turned to ashes. Similarly, Guru Ramdas tells us, if you have a little light from the Master, Master gives you light, they come to make you see who do not see. You get such a light within you, then all your past sins of hundreds of births back and in his clan, all are Vasudevas. Amongst the Hindus, there is a custom at the time of death, what they do. They light a lamp, candle on the palm of the dying man and tell them all and look into the flame of the candle. And repeat the mantra, which is in Sanskrit, says, this light will guide you here and hereafter. Well, hand and candle both are left here. Which is that light? That is within you. And Master gives you that light the very first day. How important it is to develop that from day to day. And that is the lowest light, covered by three or four coverings. That's all physical cover is taken out, you see some light. If you take off the other cover, there is more light. If you take off all covers, there is full light. You know, this full light effulgent, he is called a Khalsa Manchi Sikh. Not those who are having the label of Sikh, but those in whom the full effulgent light is seen. Hindu is one also who burns candles outside, light lamps outside, he sees the light. Mohammedan also the same who sees the light of God, and Christian is the same who sees the light of God. The highest degree of any religion is the same. So Master say, when you have come across such a person, then what to do? You just sit in the radiation of the Master. That you can do even from hundreds of miles away too, when you have developed receptivity. The result will be, what? When a body is charged with electricity, anybody, when you go near that body, are you not charged? Any clothes with a charge with electricity, when you touch them, you are also charged. So when you sit in the field of action, radiation of the Master, you feel by radiation, through receptivity, that affects you. If a man, you see, has perfume, is all clothes perfumed, when you sit by near him, would you get the perfume or not? It is given, you see. You go to a man who sells perfumes, scents. He doesn't give you anything, still you have the perfume free. And if he gives you a file of scents, then? So, such one people, what is enjoined there, they should always try to sit in the radiation of the Master. Near, if possible, if not at a distance, by radiation. Or the third way, to sit together in sweet memories of the Master. Christ said, when more than one man sits in my name, I am there. When you sit together in sweet memories of the God, well, God-man works. That is why it is enjoined in the absence of the Master. When you can have that benefit to sit at the feet of the Master, this is blessed. Even in his absence too, when you more than one sit in his name, radiation works. So it is very important to attend your weekly satsangs. And also every day morning, just as you read some scriptures in which all sayings of the Master are given. So what is thing is God especially, don't sit in the company of those who are not devoted to God, not devoted to Master. Like a scorpion, when it stings, you see, very ordinary prick felt, but later on, the terrible pain. Similar, who are broken away from God or from the Master, if you have their sitting, society is then that you are affected, you will be broken away. Have good company if you have, if not, remain alone with the scriptures, or sit with all those devoted persons who are devoted to the Master. Thereby radiation you will get. So this is what Masters say. Some people do, are put on the way, they go on progressing also. All at once they feel something going out. That is due to the company of such like who are broken away from God. So for that reason he says, you sit by such people, what will be the result? Well, what you have got, that will be lost. And it's very difficult to regain against those things. So Master tells us always like that, tell us, have the sweet memories of God. So devotion to such, worship of such masters enjoined by all scriptures. That worship is not of the man but the God in him, mind that. So there is a building. Your friend is living there, whom you love.